This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This Thursday is Thanksgiving, of course, but it isn't just Thanksgiving. It's also the start of Hanukkah, the 8-day-long Jewish holiday that, like Thanksgiving, is celebrated by feasting, latkes, donuts, challah, and more.
The unusual convergence of these two holidays has inspired the term Thanksgivica. Although some people have wondered why Thanksgiving didn't catch on. Thanksgiving as in Hanukkah and Thanksgiving. So we've invited one of our food-loving regular guests to today's show to tell us more about these this blend of two celebrations.
Amy Traverso is the senior lifestyle editor at Yankee Magazine and author of the Apple Lover's Cookbook. Amy, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
And Amy, Thanksgivica is falling on the same day as Thanksgiving because of the way the Hanukkah holiday kind of roams around the calendar. Is that what
right,
happened?
Right. So the Jewish calendar is sort of based on a lunar calendar. And of course, we have the Gregorian calendar. And they are a little bit out of sync every year. And so we have this rare occurrence where the significance is that it's the first full day of Hanukkah happening on Thanksgiving.
I've read that it's not only rare, but it's actually never happened before. It's going to be a long time before it happens again.
Yeah, it hasn't happened since Thanksgiving became a national holiday, and the next time it will happen will be in the year 79,811. But if you live to 2070, you will see at least Thanksgiving and Hanukkah happening in the same week. So maybe we'll make it to that.
So we're lucky enough to experience it this week.
Right.
And the marketers, of course, are already going crazy, T-shirts and menorahs. So it's become, for a lot of people, a really fun and funny thing.
It's a great thing. I mean, it's a fun holiday. And there's some religious maybe overlap where the Hanukkah is sort of a story of people looking for religious freedom, as is Thanksgiving. So there's a little synchronicity there.
We also came across a Thanksgivica website. There's a Thanksgivica Twitter account. However, some people, this is quite serious. I mean, Mayor Menino has declared an official proclamation that Thursday is Thanksgivica and it recognized diversity. So really, for some people, this is very significant.
I think you can really have some fun and find meaning in it. Either that or you can just make a really cool menorah out of a turkey.
Now, Amy, you have brought in some foods that represent the collision of Thanksgiving and Hanukkah. So tell us what you have here.
I mean, Hanukkah is great because it is a holiday where you are allowed to eat as much fried food as you want. So a lot of people are kind of tweaking their Thanksgiving menus by adding some fried elements. I think one of the most popular things you'll see on tables this year is latkes made with sweet potatoes, because, of course, it's combining two really popular dishes for the two holidays. So I made, these are sweet potato apple latkes from my Apple Lover's Cookbook, which have grated green apple, sweet potatoes, and shallots in them.
And I have a plate here you give me.
Yes.
And you also gave me two sides, but I think I'm going to try them plain first, just so I know what they
taste
like.
Yes, you can try them plain. Now, one of the sides, obviously the traditional accompaniment for latkes is applesauce, but I decided to make a Thanksgivica applesauce by adding cranberries. So that's very simple. And I'd like to just suggest, I think the trick to a great applesauce, I mean, it's a very simple thing to make. It's just apples, sugar, water, and cranberries. But to make it really, really good and to get the perfect texture and a great color and more flavor, I recommend cooking the apples with their skins on and then getting your hands on a food mill, which is a really simple appliance.
Grinder,
a
little,
yeah. And then you process everything through the food mill. So you get this kind of almost like softer, creamier texture to the
So I tried first a bite of the latke alone. It's really delicious.
Oh, great.
And the sweetness is really intense, I assume, because of that apple in there.
Yeah, And you want to be a little more careful with sweet potato latkes because they can burn faster. So you really have to control the oil temperature. I recommend using a candy thermometer, and you want to keep the temperature close to 350, and that way they'll cook through without burning.
And now I'm trying it with the sour cream, which makes it really rich and delicious.
I like it with both. That's what I pile on, the sour cream and the applesauce.
So this would be more the main meal or an appetizer, maybe?
Yeah, you could put that along with your turkey. Some people are going to be deep frying their turkeys this year, sort of an American tradition adapted for Thanksgivica. I've seen people talk about challah stuffing instead of using regular bread or cornbread. You can use challah.
I also heard about a latke stuffed turkey, and I couldn't decide if that was a joke or if people might actually do it.
Yeah, I can't see the wisdom in that, because you're taking these wonderful crisp latkes and you're putting them in a really moist environment where they're just going to get
soggy. So exactly.
I can't go on. But if you cooked it as a side dish, you could sort of put the latkes in a casserole and bake them. I've seen people do it with sour cream or cheese, which seems really rich. That's a heart attack in a bowl, but you could do that if you wanted to.
Now, Amy, my favorite part of every meal is dessert, and you also have dessert here.
Yes. Now, these are my little nerdy play on words. So I made chai spiced donuts, and chai meaning the chai tea that we all love, and chai spices like cardamom and cinnamon and ginger, they're all great Thanksgiving spices. So I thought it'd be fun to do a donut. So I put the spices in there because chai is tea, but in Hebrew, the word chai means life, and it's spelled the same way.
Ah,
so
wordplay.
There's my little Thanksgiving wordplay donuts. Now you can serve these to make them even better. You can just serve them as chai spiced donuts, fried up and rolled in powdered sugar, but you can also...
All right, I'm going to put this on a separate plate so the powdered sugar doesn't get all over the latkes.
Right. So you can also fill them. I made a pumpkin custard to fill them, like kind of like a Boston cream donut, but with pumpkin
Which I know
custard.
You were heartbroken when you got to the studio and realized you left it at home, but your husband may bring a delivery
before
this show is over.
Oh my gosh, like mothers all over Boston. I am so frazzled this week, and I completely forgot.
Mm, I see. So it's actually somewhat hollow.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of room for pumpkin custard inside.
Yeah, you pipe them. So you take a little pastry bag, and you sort of just stick it in the donut, and you squeeze in some filling.
And they're not overly sweet at all. It's more the powdered sugar that gives them sweetness.
Right, yeah, just like a hint of spice. You start the recipe out with some milk that you heat up, and you can add the chai tea bags into that milk, and it will sort of steep.
So these dishes you've showed us, again, are an opportunity to combine Thanksgiving and Hanukkah. But what about people who are going to do a more traditional Thanksgiving? Any parting advice for them about suggestions, new things, trends this year?
Well, you know, I think turkeys are pretty difficult to cook, even for experienced cooks.
A lot of things can go wrong.
Yeah, a lot of things can go wrong. So I definitely recommend the now popular technique of either brining or dry curing your turkey. Dry curing is sort of putting the salt and spices on the meat, letting it sit for a couple days in your fridge, or you can put it overnight in, you know, a brine solution. It's just a really good insurance policy for cooking your turkey.
And I also read that some people are suggesting Manischewitz brine turkey.
Yes, yes, I do. I often do a cider brine turkey because I love cider, but Manischewitz is fun. Now, you cook it at a low temperature because that has a lot of sugar in it. You don't want it to burn, but it can be delicious. You could put, you know, Manischewitz, some spices, some salt, because you need the salt, and you've got yourself a really fun turkey.
And for our listeners, we've put all of these recipes on our website so people can make these and find out how you made them at radioboston.org. Amy Traverso is the senior lifestyle editor at Yankee Magazine and author of the Apple Lovers Cookbook. Amy, thank you. And the lunch you've just brought in is much better than what I brought in my Tupperware today.
Thanks.
And it made me hungry. That's it for today. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.